everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Dierks Bentley will be in studio later today, so it'll be good to see old Dierks. I haven't seen Dierks since he opened up his bar a couple weeks ago. I wonder if he's rich now.
He probably goes in the hole first and then makes that money.
I bet you he didn't even go in the hole.
Really?
Because if you're famous, I don't know this, because I don't ask people about people's money.
Yeah, it's their personal business.
Yeah, but at least I know people who are famous who have just used their name and they've sold their name as a license.
Oh.
And I don't know that he did that, but like smarts. Vince Young Steakhouse, for example, in Austin. Vince Young, I believe, didn't put any money behind that.
They just
pay him, and he gets to use the name.
So smart.
So I'm not sure what Dierks did, but I can ask. I'll ask him that on the air.
Yeah.
I would never ask that in personal life.
But
on
here,
the air, it's all the same. Yeah. It is what it is. It was like I was hanging out with Dan from Dan and Shay because we did a Bobby cast at my house into last week, and I was asking him questions that I would never ask him in person, because I've been over to Dan's house, we've had dinner and stuff, but I'd never ask him, like, hey, tell me about when you were in a punk band and set World Warp Tour, and tell me about how, but you can ask this stuff when it's the umbrella of radio world.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden okay.
It's kind of invasive in personal life, but if you're interviewing, it's okay. It's like, when'd you make your first real money, Dan?
Whoa.
I would never ask that at the dinner table. But like, when'd you finally hit that $1 million mark? That can come up over chicken and dumplings.
It's true, though. We all want to know those answers.
Right. So, yeah, we'll see what happens later on today. Glad everybody's here. Welcome back. Monday, tonight for us, a big night, our $1 million show here in Nashville. It's the Raging Idiots, and a lot of people. Keith Urban's going to play it with us, Luke Combs, Mara Morris, so that's tonight.
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Anissa Cruz, now 21 years old, was rescued by a firefighter, Stephen McNally, in the Bronx on June 9th, 2002. Now, at the time, she was 6 years old, and that inspired her to become a firefighter herself. So, while visiting the family in New York this week, her own, she had a chance to meet with that firefighter who saved her life and tell him that she just graduated from the fire academy at Indian River State College. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
He said, seeing her now and seeing all of her accomplishments is overwhelming. Like, he saved her. She was inspired. Now she's going to save people. That's crazy. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in weather news. Most of the country is going to be in the 50s and 60s this week. So the good news is that cold is gone, at least for now. In other news, in Florida at the Eagle Ridge Mall, a bomb went off in the entryway of a JCPenney. Luckily, nobody was injured. Police are still investigating the situation. And finally, in sports, the big game is all set in the NFL. The New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. Game's going to be Sunday, February 4th.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Every once in a while, I drop some wisdom on you that if you don't use it, you're missing out. And I'm talking to the men out there right now. Here we are, late January. Valentine's Day is coming up in a few weeks.
Here we go.
I'm just putting that out there to say, one, don't forget. Two, if you want to make reservations at a really great place, you need to do it right now. So, this is me. Boop, dropping that right on your head. Call today if you're planning on a dinner reservation at Valentine's Day and set it up, because you're going to try to call on the 10th, the 13th, maybe even the 14th, and there's going to be nothing. You're going to be stuck eating at 10:15 or 4:15. So, Eddie, married 12 years.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, married 2 years.
Yeah, what day is Valentine's Day, though? 14th.
Yes. You can probably get it on 13th whenever you want. But today, make it a priority to at least...
Think about it.
Order.
No.
Yes. Eddie, do you plan on doing anything with your wife?
No, probably not go out to eat or anything. I'm going to try to be creative. I've been doing that the last couple of years. Like last year, remember I did the deck of cards and I wrote really nice romantic things about her. 52 things I love about my
wife.
That's
good. Start on something like that now.
Oh, that's crazy.
Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday, too.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Morgan, number two.
Yeah.
What do you expect from your boyfriend on Valentine's Day? How long have you guys been together?
About 6 months, close to seven.
But it's kind of serious, huh?
Yeah.
What do you expect?
I mean, honestly, I just want to go to dinner and flowers, and I'm cool with that. Like, I don't need a whole gift and all of that big
stuff. But you wouldn't turn it down. You wouldn't snarl your nose at it.
No. It'd be awesome if I got it, but I don't really expect it.
And you're not saying, don't buy me a gift?
No.
No, okay. So she wants a gift.
Yes, she does.
Yes. So Guys, if you're listening, make your reservations now, today, because there will be nothing left. This has been a public service announcement from me, Bobby. The more you know.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for some positivity. Thanks for hanging. We go around the room and share good news. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
I love good news. I'm going to go first. So Frances Jones lost her husband 4 years ago, and her granddaughter, Maddie, says it's been tough for her. So when her grandma was diagnosed with cancer, Maddie thought of this gift. She asked her grandma for an old shirt of her grandfather's. Then she sewed the shirt into a homemade blanket and gave her this blanket of her grandfather's old clothes that actually still kind of smelled like her grandfather. Yeah, right?
Wow. That's thoughtful.
That's good, man. And the grandma had cancer before, and her husband would always go to chemo with her, so she takes the blanket with her.
Oh.
Yeah, just when you thought you were knocked down, the uppercut of pulling the heartstrings hit you. Woo. Lunchbox, you're up, buddy.
There's a state representative in Missouri. His wife needed a kidney, but he wasn't a match. So he said, I'll donate a kidney to someone else. And he started a chain, so a three-way kidney donation got a stranger a kidney, another stranger a kidney, and then that stranger's friend donated, and his wife got a kidney.
Wow. Those kidney chains are crazy, because sometimes people don't even know anybody needs kidneys to give a kidney.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Morgan, number two.
All right, so a little boy named Bo has Down syndrome, and it was really hard for him to find words, but with the help of his sister, she played the guitar for him, and they played the song You Are My Sunshine, and he learned 12 words just by singing along and hanging out with his sister.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me...
That's awesome. That's Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones, yeah.
What's funny is we have a time when everybody has to get here on the show, and if you don't get here by that exact second, then I say, hey, you should probably just go home today. And it's a place where pretty much everyone's been sent home. Eddie's been sent home for being late.
Yeah, it's not a fun place to be.
Lunchbox has been sent home. Amy's been sent home. Who knows? She may just be late every day. That's why she's not here.
Yeah, we'll never know.
That's funny.
But for the first time, I started to worry about Morgan number two today. And Morgan number two is the newest to the show. And you walked in 45 seconds before the buzzer.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
Did you get nervous as it was getting closer to it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My heart was beating really fast. Like, super fast. Thought I was not going to make it.
Was Sunday fun day a little too fun day?
No. What's sad is I did nothing yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at waking up alarms. I set about 10 alarms, and I didn't wake up to a single one of them.
You set 10 alarms and still didn't wake up?
I set 10 alarms every day.
What were you doing last night?
Nothing.
Yeah, you were about to be grounded.
I was binge watching. And
what'd you binge watch? Maybe this is it. Let's get down. What'd you watch?
911, the new movie.
With Connie Britton?
Yeah.
That's not a movie, though,
new
is it?
TV show. I can't even talk. I'm like all freaked out right now, jittery.
So what was going through your mind as you got here 45 seconds before the deadline?
I was freaking out. I just didn't want it to be sent home. That's like that's the number one thing I just don't want to happen. I don't like being late either, and I don't like starting my day that way. It's just not good.
Well, take a breath because you're here. You're fine. You cut it perfect. Actually, you ran your time perfect, and I admire that more than anybody.
Good job.
You
good
ran
job.
Your time exactly right. How do you like that 911 show with Connie Britton?
Oh, it's so good.
Is
like,
it?
Really
what?
Good. Yeah. I like it a lot.
I've heard that from other people, too, that it's really good. It's a little bit cheesy.
Yeah.
But it's way better than it is a little bit cheesy. Another show that I watched that was a little bit cheesy, but that was fantastic, was that Manhunt Unabomber. Because it also taught you history, too. A little bit cheesy because it was made for network television, but so good. It's on Netflix, and you learned about the Unabomber. So I can do it with a little bit of cheese. Nashville, a little bit of cheese, but really good.
Yes.
The TV show. All right. Hey, I'm proud of you for being here. Don't feel like you're in a bad spot because you're in a good spot. You're here on time.
True.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yep.
Rock and roll.
Thank you, Lunchbox Eddie. Y'all texted me.
You're welcome.
Oh, you guys are looking out for her?
Heads up, man.
Did they wake you up?
They did. It was because of that.
Wow, we did?
Guys, I'm surprised you didn't want her to go down and be part of the team.
No. I know that feeling. It's not a good one.
Yeah?
I wouldn't wish that upon anyone.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
All right, let's talk for a second. Carrie Underwood gave her fans another health update. She fractured her wrist back in the fall, and she shared an x-ray on Instagram. Last checkup on the old wrist this morning, she said. Thanks, Dr. Wirth, my PT angel. Said she's just about ready to go. Keith Urban released a new track called Parallel Lines, and holy man, is it awesome. Here it is.
Take a little bit of my heart tonight. No, literally don't mind.
Man, that's a jam. So that song was co-written by Ed Sheeran. Speaking of Ed Sheeran, he got engaged. Ed announced Saturday he and his girlfriend got engaged. That's your 30 Second Skinny, and that new Keith Urban song is one of my favorite songs in a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from England. A man was at home and he really wanted his wife to leave the pub. He was ready for dinner, but she wanted to keep drinking. She wouldn't leave, so what's he do? Picks up the phone, calls in a bomb threat pub.
That's what I did, too. I mean, no, terrible idea.
Wow. He bomb threaded her to get her out, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Woo, she was just having fun with her friends, but he wanted her at home. Oh, man.
Seems like there are about 80 more effective ways than to call in a bomb threat.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones is on.
Let's play. Is it morally acceptable? Ready to play this game?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And our special guest on Is It Morally Acceptable is Morgan number two. Hey, welcome, Morgan number two here for our game called Is It Morally Acceptable? So you go watch a movie, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you watch?
I saw 12 Strong.
And how was it?
Incredible. My best movie ever now. Like top,
ever?
Yep. Top favorite movie.
Tell me what 12 Strong's about.
It's about these 12 men who rode into horseback and essentially stopped the beginning of Al-Qaeda right after 9/11. It's based on a true story.
On horseback?
Yeah, on horseback.
Who's in the movie?
The lead guy is Chris Hemsworth, and he's incredible in that role.
Is that Miley Cyrus's guy?
No, that's
Thor?
Her guy's boyfriend. Brother.
Thor?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. What?
No. I like how you broke it down that way. It makes sense to me.
I need it.
Yes, I did too.
So you go watch the movie. You're blown away, right?
Yeah, and it was like left, and I was like, I need to see another movie.
Oh, whoa. So, okay, so you went back up front and bought another ticket?
No.
Huh.
We movie hopped.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh!
I haven't done that since junior high.
So, okay. Explain what a movie hop is.
You just go into another movie instead of going to buy a ticket. Because 12 Strong was an IMAX. And it was $40 for two tickets.
Whoa!
Holy cow.
$40! We're like, so are we getting like a dinner with this movie? Or?
To be fair, the IMAX screen is bigger and it does cost more to put up and cost more to build it, cost more electricity. So you pay $20 a ticket, $40. You and your boyfriend go?
Yeah.
You love the movie. And you're so inspired by the movie, you want to go steal another one. So what'd you go watch?
Forever My Girl, the new like Nicholas Sparks movie.
Oh, you needed a decompression
from
it.
Yes.
So, is it morally acceptable that she movie hopped? Let's go over to Lunchbox first. Go ahead, my friend.
I say, if you can get away with it, you can do it. Props to you. Congratulations. You outsmarted the system. If they want to save you from doing that, they need to have a better system in place.
Did you feel guilty?
I felt so guilty. I mean, I was happy I saw two movies, and it was really expensive, so I felt like I deserved it, but I was like, I know
didn't.
This is wrong.
You had to pay more because they were giving you more.
I know.
Eddie?
But, I mean, Bobby, you've always predicted that movie theaters on the way out, and this is one reason why they could be on their way out. No, it's morally unacceptable.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. You did it. You didn't cost them any money, okay?
Okay.
But you did break the rule.
Yes.
Now, here's what I say you do. Since this is a victimless crime, by the way.
Okay.
And victimless crimes should be treated as such because no one was hurt, nothing was stolen. What you should do with the money that you didn't pay is do something good for somebody else.
Okay. I like this. I like where this is going.
First of all, don't movie hop.
True. You shouldn't.
In your heart, you'll feel poison. Yes. And you just shouldn't do it because... I don't. It's kind of like stealing.
Yes.
But it's movie's gonna play anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So what you should do with the, it costs like $11 a ticket to go to the movies now.
Yeah. So like $22.
Let's just make it a hard 25.
Nice.
You round take up. That $25 and you do something nice for somebody.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, that's your due date. Okay. The baby comes tomorrow. All you right. tell us no. What you did with that $25.
I can do that.
And that's what I think you should do. Say I.
I.
Morgan number two. Will not steal.
Intellectual property.
From major theaters that actually don't care.
From major theaters that actually don't care.
There you go.
And probably would have never found out.
But it is morally unacceptable.
Yes.
Kids, right. do not lead by the example of Morgan number two,
no.
who a lot of people hold at the highest esteem.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like kids all over are like, who's your hero? Morgan number two.
Yeah.
And now she says this, and people are set.
It's not good.
Tomorrow morning, bring in what you did with that $25.
All right, I will.
And then you'll be vindicated.
Right. Deal.
Thank you. Hey, we're going to play Never Gonna Get It real quick, because I have a good one. And then Dirks comes in later, so it'll be a good show. Trust me on this one. By the way, Morgan number two is 24, and I read a story that 24-year-olds are just starting to be adults. It used to be 18, but now it's 24.
Aww, that's
because
cute.
The brains are developing slower. With all uh-huh. social media, overstimulation of, you're just barely an adult. So I'm going to let that pass right now. With you being. Last year, this animal injured more zookeepers than any other animal. So it's zoos.
Wow.
This animal injured more zookeepers than any other animal. You can call 877-77-BOBBY. You're never gonna get it. Last year, this animal injured more zookeepers than any other animal. Nathan in Virginia.
I'm gonna say monkeys.
It's a good guess because they go crazy, but that's not it. Appreciate you though. That's not it. A monkey. Anybody have monkey on their list?
No.
Okay. Let's go do one more. Hello, and it is Natalie. Hey, Natalie in Fort Smith.
Yes, I say penguin.
Oh, come on, little penguins, Natalie. Oh. They're just like...
Well, yes, if they're never going to get it, and you don't expect it to be a penguin, but they snap at them whenever they're feeding them.
See, I like where your mind goes, and that's why you didn't get it. But still, it was good. It was good. I appreciate that. That's not it, but I appreciate you. Lunchbox.
Okay.
Yep, go ahead.
Obvious answer. It's a zebra.
A zebra, he says. Zebra.
I don't even know if they're at the zoo, but I couldn't think of anything else at the zoo.
Are you making fun of him, Eddie?
Well, yeah. What, a zebra? Like, unless you stand behind it and it kicks you.
That's true. Show me zebra.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Oh, my goodness. Eat that, Eddie.
Zebra. How did you guess
zebra.
That?
He didn't even know they were at the zoo. It doesn't matter. I got a big winner today.
Zebra.
Yeah.
Is that even an animal? Or is that just from the cartoon?
How about a lager?
It is Eddie Jr.'s 10-year birthday today. That's a big one. Double digits, man.
Wow, man. My little guy has turned into a man.
No, he's not nice. A man. He's 10.
Well, dude, I'm telling you.
I don't know what you have him doing.
I feel like he is. Just the way he acts, he's starting to get a little BO now. Like, it's just,
good for him.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, he's not a little kid anymore.
Yeah,
man.
Yes, he's 10.
I know. I can't carry him.
Okay.
Like, we have real conversations.
There is a whole period of time between when you can carry him and him turning into a man. 10's a big deal.
So you're saying that's where I am right now, in that middle period.
We have some of our favorite Eddie Jr. moments.
No, you do?
Yeah, it's like a top three list. So here is Eddie Jr. Eddie's now 10-year-old practicing jingles for the radio show. Here he is singing a jingle.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. What's up, Bobby? Bobby Bones.
See? That's
yeah.
Him doing a show jingle. Here is Eddie Jr. again.
Bobby Bones.
pretty good.
Not bad.
Here is Eddie Jr. and the four-year-old doing one of our favorite moments where they did a parody to The Fighter, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban.
That's right.
In the back of the car.
What if I poop?
What if, yes, yes. This is something they wrote themselves.
What if I poop? I would let you poop. What if I fart? I would let you fart. And if I will barf, I wouldn't let you barf. And if I will pee, I would let you pee.
Oh, my goodness. So that's y'all's version.
Yeah.
You weren't happy with Keith Urban's version, so you got to change it and make it your own.
Yes.
You guys are great.
There it is.
What if I could? I won't let you poop.
Well, happy birthday. Is that 10 years old,
10
man.
10 years old today.
Yeah, I'll give him a five
happy
there.
Happy birthday, little guy.
Happy birthday. No, man. He's a man now.
Little man.
Hey, you got to take him to the bar.
That I can't carry anymore.
Got a couple things I want to talk about. By 90 minutes from Dierks Bentley being in studio, he'll be coming in live. He has such a good song, this woman, amen. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. Like, I like Dierks' music generally, I like his sound, but this song is really good. Enough, thank God for this woman, amen. Yeah, man, and I love whoa-whoas, I love claps, I love snaps. I like it also when you bring kids into songs.
You like whistles,
too. It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. And you, those are all things I like. I like the whoas in songs.
Mm-hmm.
I like whoa, 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 whoa. I just, that Dierks song is a jam for me. Every night I should be on my so he's coming in a bit. That's one thing I wanted to mention. Two is we can do another round of Will at Uber. Where we hire,
we
pull the Uber driver to the station and we give them something random and see if they'll take it over to downtown. Hey, Raymond, how annoying is your girlfriend with us? How annoyed is she?
Oh, she's probably pretty much done with it.
Will she do us one more, you think?
I don't think she's home.
Oh, where would we send it to? Because I have an old tooth of mine that fell out about.
What?
Four, a tooth.
A tooth.
Right.
Will it Uber?
And I brought it and I thought, life back, like, hey, this is a very important tooth. I need to get this somewhere. And we send the tooth.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Who needs a tooth?
Let's just, no, it needs the tooth.
Hmm.
Let's just think about that, and we'll see it. Will it Uber? The Bobby Bones Show. We're going to play Will It Uber. And Lunchbox is out on the street right now. And what we're trying to send via Uber is an old tooth of mine that fell out.
Yes, and it's just the tooth.
Yeah, and Lunch was so disgusted by it, he didn't want to touch it.
No.
It's not gross. Hey, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
So, David, the Uber driver, is how far away?
2 minutes away.
So, what are you going to say to him to see if he'll take this tooth and deliver it downtown to Bay Ray's girlfriend?
I'm going to say that my girlfriend is having dental surgery and they're putting this tooth back on. And I accidentally left with it in my car and she needs it.
Okay.
And so, I need him to deliver it.
Interesting.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's good. A good storyline.
Oh.
What?
The wind almost blew the tooth away.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you Dude, it's okay. Touch it.
I touched it. I already put it in my mouth.
He's wearing it. He pulls it out and gives it to the Uber driver. So what we do is we try to ship things via Uber. It started with Eddie's car keys. He had to send them down to his wife. And we thought, well, that's interesting. And then we sent a pork chop just to and put it in the seatbelt. And then we sent a life-size cutout of Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
And now we're going to see if a tooth... Because then you're sending like a piece of a body.
Yeah, it's a human part.
It's an organ.
It's not an organ. A tooth is not an organ.
I disagree.
Okay. All right.
You can disagree, but I don't think a tooth's an organ.
Oh, folks, I think we're pulling up.
Okay, here we go.
We're pulling up.
David, the Uber driver's pulling up on Lunchbox. You think he'll do it?
Yeah.
You do?
I think he'll do it. He has to do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's pulling up.
All right. Let's see what Lunchbox is.
Oh, he's an older guy. He's not going to like this.
Okay, go ahead. We're listening in.
Davis. How you doing, my man? How you doing? Nice to meet you. All right, look. I need to deliver this tooth to my girlfriend. She's having dental surgery, and I left this in my car.
Okay.
And so if I'm going to leave it right there for you.
All right.
And when you enter, you're going to enter on First Avenue. I gave you the address, but you got to enter on the First Avenue side. Because okay. if you go on 2nd Avenue, it's the back of the building. And if you'll give her that tooth, she's having surgery and they're putting that back on. And I actually left with it in my car.
All right. No problem.
Oh, thank you, David. You're awesome, man. Hey, and if you want to try it on, you can try it on. All right. You know, you want to try, you know, get something to eat and see if it still works. Hey, go ahead. All right, David. It over. It over.
Dan, Uber will just take anything.
Hey, he put it right in his hand. He took it in his
hand.
Oh,
he took the tooth in his hand?
He took it in his hand.
Okay. He took it in his hand?
Yeah, he took it in his hand. And Lunchbox goes, he leaves the car, he starts screaming, it Ubered, it Ubered.
So that guy just sees some guy yelling. Yeah. Okay, Lunchbox, come on back in.
All right.
And then we'll get Bay on the phone and see if it Ubered.
Oh, man, I love it.
Was it fun?
I love it. It's a tooth.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now, we spent the last few minutes watching the Uber driver on my phone. And Raymond, our audio producer, Ray has the girlfriend, Bay, who's been receiving our Uber items. And so I have a tooth in my house that fell out of my mouth. So Lunchbox took it out and asked the Uber driver if he would Uber this on down the road. So Bae's on the phone again. I know she's getting annoyed with us. Hi, Bae.
Hi, he's here.
Do you have the tooth?
No, I'm about to right now.
Okay.
Hi. I'm good. Oh, good. You didn't put any tape on. All right, thank you. Oh, it almost fell. I got it. Thank you so much. All right, thanks. Okay, I have your tooth.
So he brought the tooth.
He brought the tooth, yes.
Listen, Bae, you have been fantastic. What I'm going to do, just because you've been such a good sport, I'm going to make sure and send you and Ray out to a nice dinner. Ray, how you feel about
Whoa!
That?
Yeah!
Just because you guys have been going. But because of that, I need to do, not today, but I need to do one more later this week.
Okay.
Because we have this whole live animal idea.
If it works out, it could be great.
Yeah, if it works... It'd be fantastic.
Wait, as long as it's not like a snake, I can't do
No, anything. Actually, our idea was like a box of snakes. Like, honestly?
No.
That was the... we don't think they'll take it. But we'll see what happens. But I appreciate you being there. And I'd like that tooth back. So if you'll send it back with Raymond after... what are you doing now, Bae?
I'm about to go to the gym.
Yeah, what do you have planned for the gym today?
I'm going to do some back and shoulders.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of back work do you do?
Oh, boy.
What on earth?
So, lots of different ones.
That's a different work? Yeah. I did back work yesterday.
Oh, that's why you're asking?
That's why I asked. Yeah.
Okay.
Because people don't, sometimes they don't pay enough attention to the back.
Exactly.
And that's a muscle group that you'll be all off balance if you don't do the back.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Are you wearing heels?
No, I'm wearing tennis shoes.
Okay. Well, Bae, thank you very much. You do have the tooth confirmed.
I have your tooth.
So yeah. Will it Uber? It Ubered, boy. Yeah. Thank you, Bae. Have a good morning. See you soon.
Thank you. Too.
Bye-bye. There she is. Always accepting our Ubers.
Are we threefer?
We are.
Wow.
That's why we have to send the box of snakes.
Yes.
Like, that's Ooh. Why.
Yes. Box of snakes. And then Lunchbox has to take
I'm
it out to him.
I'm not holding that box.
And Lunchbox is terrified of snakes.
And then Lunchbox has we send Lunchbox in his underwear.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, can I get a ride? Okay.
That's kind of funny.
And just whitey tidies.
Yes.
Can I ride in the front passenger seat? Can I drive? Okay. There. We did a song. By the way, we put this on Facebook. This Don't Eat the Pods. I'm telling you the truth here. Wrote this in probably 10 minutes. And it was about people eating Tide Pods. And it was a parody to Don't Eat the Dogs. Wait, was it?
No, Don't Eat the Pods. I'll name the dogs.
Yeah. Don't Eat the Dogs is another one.
Don't Eat the Dogs.
Yeah, I'll name the dogs. And it's been shared almost 5,000-6,000 times on our Facebook page.
Wow.
And you can see it. But...
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, y'all. Don't Eat the Pods. I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but this is a musical public service announcement. Here we go. It's laundry time, I tell ya. No more messing around. Gonna do some t-shirts later, but right now, I'll do the towels. Pouches come in handy, but I wonder how do they taste? Kinda looks like a piece of candy. so I shove it in my face. Yeah, spit that out even though it looks yummy. Spit that out or you get a sore tummy. Man, that sure don't taste like a Skittle. Oh, I ended up in the hospital. I learned my lesson, I almost died. It's not a snack if the label says Tide. Unless you want to end up like Cousin Todd. Finish your veggies and don't eat the pod.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! That's live, baby!
Run. First run!
Yeah!
Get your Bobby Bones.
Headline from the weekend. Lunchbox, how's your weekend, buddy?
Oh, my weekend was good, I would say. Wife time. I had to do whatever the wife wanted to this weekend. Last weekend, we went to Florida for my soccer tournament, so she got to decide what we did this weekend.
What'd she decide?
She wanted me to clean up the yard, like rake the leaves.
That's not a we thing. That's a you thing.
Right.
Not that you wanted to do it.
Right, but she wanted that done.
Yeah.
So I was nice enough to go out and rake some leaves, and I watched some of her TV shows.
Like what?
Project Runway All-Stars.
Do you like it, though, now that you watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You got favorites you want to win.
Yeah.
And we watched, I guess that's, she watched some of that from Not to Hot, season 2.
Mm-hmm.
With Mama June and...
You like that one?
Yeah.
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 Sounds like a tough weekend, man.
Yeah, it was tough.
But did you get to watch the Patriots?
I did watch some football.
Yeah.
Watch football.
Did you watch the Eagles win?
I did watch the Eagles win. I watched that also. She didn't really like that. She did a puzzle or something while I did that.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't help her with the puzzle.
But mostly it was a her weekend.
Mostly it was a her weekend.
Morgan, number two, how was your weekend? What'd you do?
It was really good. Went and saw some movies.
Wait a minute. Can't wait for the news music. Go ahead, Morgan, number two.
I went and saw movies.
Yeah, and you lied about one of them.
I did.
So you saw the
12 Strong.
It was great.
Yeah, and it was incredible.
And then you watched The Notebook.
No, Forever My Girl.
Oh.
It's like The Notebook.
And then what was that about?
It's about this... basically country singer, and he like walks out on his fiance. Doesn't
go to the
wedding.
All of them, all the country singers we know.
Wow,
basically,
dang dude.
What? It's based on a true story.
Oh yeah. Happens all the time.
Yeah. Go ahead. What else, Morgan? Number two.
What else with the movie, or what else with my weekend?
What else with your weekend?
That was about it. I had some people over on Saturday of my boyfriend's friends, and we played some games and just hung out.
What games did you play?
Apples to Apples.
I don't know what that is.
It's like
the drinking game. That's maybe why.
No, it's not a drinking game. It's a card game.
Do people drink while they play it though?
You could.
Yeah,
that's why I don't play it. I only play Chutes and Ladders. And then I play that Mousetrap where you'd make the little ball.
That was a fun one.
Yeah. Nobody drinks during that.
No.
How serious are you and the boyfriend? Are you living together?
Pretty much. We still both have our own places, but we stay together all the time.
Morgan, number two, have you had the talk with him where we're just wasting money? Like, aside from the who knows if we're getting married, but if you're always in one place, are you willing to forego the financial part to live in sin? That, right?
Wow, that's a good way to put it. Good way to put it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we have had that talk.
And?
We want to at least be dating a year before we officially make that happen.
How would your parents feel about you guys moving in together?
They wouldn't care. They understand the financials, especially living out in Nashville, are really hard. So. Mm.
Wow.
You feel like he's the one?
It's definitely possible.
I just asked that question.
No, that's a great question.
Fair question.
So I think so, but still, you know, 6 months, I'm still weary on some things.
Oh, like what? Like he doesn't put you on a social media.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Like he uses a fake name when you're around.
Yeah, he cheats on games.
No. Yeah, he cheats on. That's right. That was one.
Yes.
He cheats on games, so she's convinced he's cheating on her.
On life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm past pretty much all of that stuff. It's just more making sure we're on the same page and like a lot of life feelings and moral issues and all of that.
Yeah.
So just takes time to get to know each other that well.
Is that your longest ever relationship?
No, my longest was 2 years.
When was that?
Back when I was in college.
You still in love with him?
No.
I'm just asking a question.
No, fair question.
When's the last time you checked on that guy's Facebook or something?
Oh, it's been a year. When we broke up, I didn't talk to him for 2 years. He cheated on me.
Which leads to her wondering if this other guy's cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
That's only a fair feeling, because if you've been burned once, you're like, ooh, that's why I can't love. Was never loved.
Oh.
Yeah, it was deep.
Dang. What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's the same thing,
though.
Well, no, which is I have abandonment issues because everybody left me.
Oh.
My real dad left. My mom died early, and she was an addict and alcoholic, and so I just feel like there was never any stability, so I don't expect stability. Actually, I expect the opposite because it's all I've ever known.
Well, this took a turn.
No, it didn't take a turn. I'm just saying I get it.
It makes sense.
I get it. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend.
Thank you. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. I went to, we had band rehearsal for our show tonight, the Raging Idiots $1 Million show. It was good. Yeah, it was good. I felt like the whole band was going to leave me, though, because abandonment issues.
Oh, I felt like, goodness.
As we were playing, the band was going to leave stage.
You won't. They won't leave you. Oh, you pay them.
Oh, that's so true. That's true.
Yeah.
I had dinner with a friend who I hadn't had dinner with in a long time, Nikita.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. And so we did that. And it
she's playing with us tonight.
She's playing tonight, yeah.
Yep.
Worked out. I listened to the Lanco album a lot because it is awesome. That and the Anderson East album are probably my favorite albums this year and probably the last 4 or 5 months. It's so good because they don't have any rules. They just made an album. It was a good weekend. A couple friends in town for the show. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. The Dirk's clock says he'll be in 39 minutes.
39 minutes. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am.
That woman ain't made the jam.
I'll never say it near enough. Thank
I need a woman. Amen.
That's your version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
please.
Boy.
Please, can I get a woman? Amen.
Every night I should be on my knees.
Praying to God, please send me. There's none around town. I need a woman. Amen.
You're so dumb. Please.
Please. I need a woman. Amen.
The sooner the better.
I am so lonely. I just go cry every day and every night. Everyone says to me, no, I cry under the dirty clothes. Oh, please give a woman amen.
That's funny.
I just made it all
so
up.
I'm so impressed.
That's from my heart, dude. And that's just me spitting out.
So, honey.
Yeah, there we go. What?
Straight from the heart.
I'm so impressed
that
A, you those emotions can come out so easily right then. And that you can do it on the beat, no problem. Like, you just know what words to say.
I don't know, and I mess up a lot.
It just comes out. Dude, that came from his heart.
No, I know. I understand that. But if I try to do that, like, it takes me... Like, well, when we used to write parodies or whatever, it would take me 4 or 5 hours because I could not get the words on the beat, the rhythm. You just did it in 2 seconds.
The thing, too, is if I had, like, real rhythm... I would crush people freestyling.
But compared to Lunchbox, though, you are like
if
on...
I could freestyle against Lunchbox, I would win
every time.
Yeah, I'd be Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes. Machine Gun Kelly. Yes. Eminem.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever.
Who's Machine Gun Kelly?
He's a rapper. He's all tatted up.
He's like really goofy-looking white dude.
Oh, okay, I know you're
and he's actually good.
Okay.
You look at him, and you're like, you look like Gumby. And then he raps, and you're like, oh, but a cool Gumby.
I thought that was someone from the Wild Wild West days.
I have to mention this, because I called Amy. No, she called me. It was like 10 o'clock on Saturday night. And obviously, I was out partying.
No, obviously.
Obviously. I was actually just watching TV in my room. And I thought something was wrong. And Amy's my co-host, my main co-host. And she hasn't been here because she's adopted 2 kids. And she's adjusting to life with them. And so, I was like, hey, are you okay? She goes, yeah, sorry. It's the first time I've been able to like have a few minutes to myself. I want to talk for a couple minutes. And I posted on my Insta story. A couple minutes is 56 minutes.
I saw that.
We talked for a long time. Great to talk to her as adults, because every time I go over to the house, the kids are everywhere, and you don't talk as adults. And I said, I'm glad you, because she wants to come back earlier than I think she should come back. She was like, I want to come. I say, Amy, you need to take more time off. And the roles are completely reversed as to what I thought they would be. I thought I would say, Amy, if you can just come back. She's like, and a bit she is, I need, because the kids are going to school, I think, this week.
They start this week?
Or last week. I'm not sure. But she says, there's nothing. I just sit for a few hours. I can be at work. I said, you need to make sure your life is, as it's never going to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, my experience having kids, it's never.
All your experiences. Yes.
So and I said, Amy, I got to tell you something. I went to my business manager who does all my, you know, watches my account, bank accounts, yeah. and make sure I'm not broke, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants me to do a will, right?
Okay.
And I've been avoiding the will
forever.
Oh, wow.
You had to do this forever.
If I'm counting my life, my whole life, I've been avoiding the will.
Yes.
Forever I didn't do a will because what did I have to leave? I was broke. I'm not broke anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So business manager's like, you have to do a will. And I feel like if I sign a will, I'm actually just go ahead and making a reservation for death. Death for one, please.
Oh, my God. You're not.
But I feel like that. And she made me pick someone who's going to be in charge of pulling the plug or leaving me alive.
Yes.
And I picked Amy.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, that's fine. She can have that responsibility. I don't want the responsibility of pulling the plug.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard job.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Called, like, health and pull the plug director.
But you have a thing, though, that...
No, I told Amy. I said, Amy, if you pull the plug on me and I come back to life... I would never talking again. I'm be ticked.
You come back and you find out that she made the call.
Yeah, if it's like, I'm like, whoo, and I look over and that plug's not in the hole. What the?
That plug's just laying there.
It's just hanging.
Who
did that?
Who took that plug out?
Where's Amy? And so.
Yeah, that's tough.
But I had the talk with her.
Wow.
And I said, Amy, I need you to be the person that has to decide if I'm ever, and seriously, in a vegetative state or if I'm in a coma or. You have to make it. You know how I would feel. I said, and if you pull it a little bit early,
oh
I'm going,
goodness.
And I know that I'm going to haunt you after
Dang.
Death. So you have, so make sure you make
it. Oh, you'll know either way. Yeah.
So she was like, man, this is morbid, but I guess it's real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if I ever get married or something, I'll pull you back.
But yeah, right your now, wife should.
But right now, Amy's the one I've chosen to decide if I live or not.
Wow. That's
so when
that's
you're
hardcore.
Going over this, do you tell her, okay, if I'm in a coma for 6 months, you can pull it?
It's never a time thing. All it is if you feel like I can't come back to life.
I'm out. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's a lot of responsibility.
But let us not gloss over the fact that I am making a will. And I did my splitting up assets.
Yeah, I'm not glossing over that.
Who does what?
When are you going to call us?
Yeah, when are we going to hear what we hear?
I can tell you that nobody in this room is getting anything.
What?
Yeah, you guys are all fine. I think...
Whoa. But we are your closest friends and family.
Stand by. Here's the deal. And because of that, you've been rewarded. Handsomely, may I add.
Handsomely?
Yes, because you all do great at what you do. And we've created these wonderful jobs and opportunities. And... from me creating the show and us all being successful together, you all live a pretty comfortable life financially and to take care of yourself.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your Jeep.
No.
I like the Jeep.
I sell everything and then I split it up amongst folks.
Amongst who?
It doesn't matter.
There's no one else.
What I've also learned is that you don't say who because they'll murder you.
Hey, guess what?
I'm not saying.
Eddie, what notice lunch? He conveniently said in this room. That means Amy gets a lot of it because she's not in this room.
I also don't think Amy would kill me. So.
Oh my goodness.
I was going to come and talk about who was going what, where, when, but I thought, no. That's how these murder podcasts happen.
Well, I'm going to change my will now. You're no longer getting the kids.
Oh. They opened up Amazon stores today, meaning walls and bricks.
Brick and mortar.
Is what they call it. So let me tell you how this store works, though. It's the first automated grocery store. There are no lines, no checkouts, no registered. So when you go in, your Amazon Go app, boop, you hit it, and then you just get whatever you want and walk out.
Wow. That's like straight out of the future.
What?
But it's now.
Explain that to me again. You zap it with your phone.
Uh-huh.
And then it just uploads it online.
It's like you hit your app, boop, and then it knows you're there. And then everything you get, it knows, and you walk out with
There's
no stop.
You have to scan the item or not?
No, there's no item scanning.
Oh, see, because my whole thing is, okay, so you put 5 things in the bag, scan 2 of them,
but
no
there's no scanning. That's why
why I was making sure. I was looking for my loophole.
Do you know more about this, Mike D?
I just scan the app, walk in.
Yeah, it's just an app. Boop.
See, Lunchbox getting excited about how already thinking about how to trick the system. That's what people are going to start doing now. Is there going to be a security guard on hand? There better be.
They don't need one.
Oh, man.
They'll come to your house because they know where you live. Yeah, come take it back.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
So, a lot of listeners came from all different parts of the country to this show that my band, Eddie's band, The Raging Idiots, are doing tonight at the Ryman. It's the Million Dollar Show, and Keith Urban showing up, Maren Morris, Luke Combs, so many artists, Darius. And so listeners come from all over the country, and what they did is they got online, and they said, hey, we're all coming, and they got an Airbnb together. From the East Coast, from Texas, from the West Coast, all over. And so I found out they were staying in a house, and I had to do a little research, but I found the address, and I went over to the house last night. I didn't tell them I was gone. I just went and knocked on the door, and they just thought I was another B-teamer. And they're like, hey, come in. What the?
It's Bobby.
It's on my Insta story. Did you see it, Lunchbox?
Okay. First of all, no one else would do that. You're crazy. And aren't you a little nervous going in there that they may mug you or kidnap you? That's what I was thinking in my head was, Bobby, no other person, no other celebrity would just show up at people's house and say, hey, I'm here, guys. Let's hang out. Cool on your part. Second part, Bobby is putting his life at risk going to hang out with these people he doesn't know that are quote-unquote fans. Woo! Danger, danger, danger. Stranger danger is what my parents always told me.
Two things. One, I don't feel like I'm a celebrity, and I think that is what bonds me to our listeners. Two, they're here because they love the show, and maybe they feel like they're not going to murder. I felt like the opposite. They were doing the opposite of stabbing me.
Yeah. They were loving you.
It was awesome. I went over. They had made food. They were all having a big dinner on the table. They don't know each other except for Twitter
That's
and Instagram.
Crazy.
It was awesome.
Did you eat their food?
I did a little bit.
Oh, my goodness, Bobby. They could be trying to poison you.
No.
They're just not. I appreciate people on the B team. And first of all, I had to go look in a couple houses. And I think I wasn't quite sure, so I was looking in windows. But you can go to my Insta story, Mr. Bobby Bones, and you can see because I go up and knock on the door, and they're like, hey, come on. Wait, what the? And then we hung out for an hour or so, and there's a picture up too. And we just talked to everybody. It was awesome. It really was awesome.
I understand it was awesome, but you have to, in the back of your mind, think about your safety and the future of this show.
0% of me did I even need to worry about my safety. I didn't even take my security guy that always makes the company makes me have.
Dumb.
No, it was great. And they're coming to the show tonight. It was great. I mean, it was really...
I saw it. I thought it was so cool.
It was a highlight of my last couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. The fact that people can create a... Let's take me out of it. Can create a friendship over something like this show.
Yes.
They don't know each other, yet they have something in common, and it furthers this friendship. It was awesome.
Right. They came together because they're all fans of a certain celebrity. And they had you over, which is just scary.
Okay, well, it's all up on my Insta story. Mr. Bobby Bones. The top three songs, number three, Losing Sleep from Chris Young. Number two, Russell Dickerson, Yours. Number one, Round Here Buzz. I'm glad this is number one this week, yeah.
Catch me around here, Buzz, 'cause you ain't
the biggest chart jumper, by the way, jumping all the way up to number 29 is... Lindsay L. Criminal.
Nice.
The biggest chart. Got to these females.
There we go.
Make a difference, baby. Stop talking about. Our producer, Eddie, has a 10-year-old. Today's his birthday. Look at that.
Yay, my little junior. He's 10 today, and he's been texting me. He's on his way to school, and he said, I'm listening to your show. And I'm like, well, hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to say hi to you. So here's my chance to say hi to my little guy. I'm so glad you were born today, 10 years ago. I love you so much. Have a good day at school.
Are you sure he's listening right now?
Yeah, he said he's listening.
I hope he heard this.
Let me say a few things.
All right.
Oh, I remember the day your dad came up to me, and he said, I'm about to have a baby. And I said, what?
We were on a rooftop. We were working.
We were on a rooftop in Austin, Texas, doing a TV show. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
In 9 months.
I remember that. And I remember that drive home, too, when I found out I was going to be a dad. I mean, it was like my whole life was flashing before my eyes, just in my mind, thinking like, man, my whole life's going to change. And I would have never thought it was going to be like it is today. Like, it's just two kids later, me and my wife have been married 12 years. I mean, I wouldn't change any of it. It's just amazing.
And again, if you're listening right now, Eddie Jr., now 10 years old, you've had a lot of great moments in your life, and I don't know that any are better than when you and your 4-year-old brother did a parody of The Fighter.
What if I could? I won't let you kill. What if I fart? I won't let you fart. And if I will
my goodness. That's y'all's version.
Yeah.
You weren't happy with Keith Urban's version, so you got to change it and make it your own.
Yes.
You guys are gross. What if I
Also, Eddie Jr., 10 years old, when you decided you want to sing jingles for the show, I thought, what a great idea. Bobby Bones, y'all. And you needed a fine job.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. What's up, Bobby? Bobby Bones.
Little guy.
Look at that guy. Not little anymore. He's 10.
He's 10 years old, man.
And then let me say that one final, if you don't mind me.
Please, do one more.
Eddie Jr., you're 10 now, and in a young man's life, certain things happen when you turn 10. I'd like to recommend a few things to you.
Oh.
One, I think it's probably time to start wearing deodorant.
Yeah.
When I was 10, that's when I started. Even if I didn't stink yet, it was time for me to start at least getting used to it.
And tell them how cool it is, how it comes in different scents and everything, and you can get creative with that.
Yeah. You know me, I put it everywhere. Under my legs, my neck.
Yes, yeah. Hair.
Hey, all over. Yeah. You do whatever you want. Eat it, whatever you want.
It's all right.
I mean, two things I enjoy now snacking on. Tide Pods and deodorant.
Yeah, no Tide Pods and no deodorant.
Okay, cool. Secondly, you need a Facebook page.
No. Hey, turn the radio off.
Don't listen to
that. I'm just kidding.
You can't say that.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Junior. I love you. See you at lunch.
Oh, you want lunch with them?
Yeah, I'm going to have lunch with them. I hope they let me in the school.
Can you do that all the time?
Apparently, I can go whenever. So I might start doing that a little more.
Do you
more.
Get a free lunch?
No, I have to bring my own. I'm going to take him some Chick-fil-A.
Oh, wait. Can you take him lunch, though?
Yeah, I can take him whatever he wants.
Oh, that's cool.
He just texted me. He wants Chick-fil-A, so I'm taking that.
Mm. And it's not even Sunday, so tomorrow, Lanco is going to perform in studio. Also, in the next 6 minutes. Hey, is Dierks Bentley here?
Not yet.
Man, he's pushing it close.
Uh-oh.
If he's not here in time, he's not coming on the air.
Send him home.
Send him home.
Send him home.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dierks Bentley.
All right, bring him in.
Bring him in.
Bring him in.
Bring him in.
There he is.
The screaming, the shouting.
Look at this guy.
How's the car listening?
Yeah.
It's the best to listen in the car. It sounds good in the car. Somebody's out there hanging out in the parking garage, just enjoying the show. I spit coffee up all over my dash listening to the story about the fighter, Eddie Jr.
What if I poop?
So good. I just took a big sip of like super hot coffee and I was just, did he say farting?
Was it?
It's my kids to a T.
Do you, because Amy's, she has two kids now and I go to her house and all they talk about is farting.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it lasts for a long time. It starts with like, it's all the areas of the body that are you know, a little slightly taboo, but.
I'm not a fart guy.
Yeah. Hmm. They just saying it, or
Dierks is like, yeah,
well, saying it or doing it.
I disagree. I'm actually known for it. Let me say this because there's a lot before we get completely sidetracked.
Band humor, a lot of bus humor I could go to there, but we'll stop it.
Which, by the way, on the bus, you're only supposed to go.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Your rules are different. You're only supposed to go number one on the bus.
Yes.
Never number two.
Yeah, no, that's right. Unless you're paying the lease, and then
so you can go number two.
No, I don't.
You do too. You just looked away when you said it. But someone did it on our bus and it didn't flush.
Yeah, it's a problem.
And it ruined everybody's day.
I was on a bus when I first started off. It was called like the Black Widow. It was like Marty Stewart's old bus. And before Marty got it, it was like Ernest Tubb or something. But it was all decked out in like with guns. Like you'd walk around and you'd hit your shin on like a gun. Like all the handles were like revolvers. It was like all Western, right? And the bathroom looked like an outhouse. And it was a wooden door, and you looked inside there, and there's just a hole straight down. No, like, cover over it. No, like, thing you press to make it, like, it was just a hole going down into a container. And I slept next to that thing. It was terrible.
So of all the money they spent everywhere else, they decided to just go with the hole.
They wanted to feel authentic. It was an old Western town. Like, the whole, there's, like, gut rifles for handles and chandeliers made out of pistols and a real outhouse in the bus.
Mm. Let me say this, because I know we'll go 100 places. First of all, the tour... You've announced with you, Brothers Osborne, and Lanco.
It's pretty good.
That's the best tour I've heard. Yeah. That is the best tour that I've heard. And I've heard of all the tours.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
It's pretty good. I keep thinking, it's like every year I think like it can't top what we've done the year before. And the last year with John Party and Cole Swindell, I was like, it was just such a good vibe and so much fun backstage. And some of the fans were really excited about because just those guys are just blowing up, and so it was really fun. But then this year feels like it's next level.
Not only do I personally have great friendships with all of those acts.
Yes.
All of those acts also have really cool, great new music at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect...
Yeah. For years, you try to like kind of get that thing where like 1 + 1 = 3. That's how they talk about it around here. But, you know, where you get like two people together, something bigger than the sum of its parts. And I tried to do that. And these last couple of years, it's been like that. I mean, with Cole, we got John Party... I toured John twice now. I had him when he was just really early on, a couple years later, then I got him back last year, and he was just kind of had, you know, Boots, Dirt in My Boots hadn't come out yet, but we got him, and then everything exploded, and then this year with Lanco's album just being out, Brothers releasing new music, it's just worked out great.
Is there a name for the tour?
Mountain High Tour.
Mountain High. Hey, tour. I would pay for tickets. Nah, I wouldn't pay. But I'd still go.
You know a guy. I know I can get you hooked up.
What's the book you brought?
I brought a book for Amy. I forgot she's not here.
I'll see her. I'll take it to her.
Mm.
By the way, I'll say this.
Did you ever read the book
I got you?
That's
what I was about to bring up. Dirk's
didn't bring you a book because you never wrote me back about it. So I don't bring somebody two books. So you don't. If it doesn't inspire a conversation, it's not a phone call. Hey,
I'm not there yet. But okay. Here's what happened. Dirk comes to the house and he brings me this book. It ain't a book. Let's not even lie about it.
It's a manual.
No, it's about 3 foot tall. It looks like in Game of Thrones, whenever all the spells from all the centuries, he's like, read this. And he drops it on the table, and the table basically collapses. So it's a toolkit.
Yeah.
Tools
of Titans. It's all the great habits of...
And I've been reading it.
People like yourself, entrepreneurs, and... Just any, like, how does this person, what is this unique skill they have, they brought, what are their daily habits, their morning habits, their rituals, what are they eating, nutrition. It's just this guy, Tim Ferriss, interviewed a bunch of people that have been really successful and just kind of got down to what makes them tick. So I thought you'd like it, but apparently.
No, I've been reading it. I have been reading it. I haven't been reading it in order, though. I've been finding.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because I haven't been.
You're just finding the stuff that applies to.
That's what it is.
Right.
So I read that. It's like The Laws of Power. I read that, but I didn't read it in order either.
I haven't read that.
Interesting.
Well, I'm waiting. Yeah. When someone gives you something, you get something back. So
unfair. Gave you one of my favorite books, Bare Bones.
Your book, yeah. Bare Bones, which I've had like 3 copies of it now, including the digital.
I keep giving it to him every time.
Yeah, I bought one on my own, and then I actually downloaded the digital copy too. So
Dirk Bentley is here.
It's 3 books.
The Mountain High Tour is what the tour is actually called.
The album's called The Mountain. I figured the Brothers Osborne out there, Mountain
High
would be a good.
That's funny. That song, and I'm always nervous when my friends put out new songs because I hope I like them.
Yeah.
And when I don't, I just go, hey, this song's out.
Of course.
But when I do, I love Woman Amen.
Thanks, man.
That and I Hold On, I felt the same way about the first time I heard them both.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it's a great Dirk sound.
Yeah. It's, it feels really... You know, I feel like anything I say about the album is going to feel like I'm spinning it. But it was the whole process was really authentic. And
did you really go to a mountain?
I did. I spent
no PR stuff. Like, tell me what you
did. So I was in Telluride, Colorado, for the Bluegrass Festival. I played there this year with all these great guys like Sam Bush and the Dale McCurry Band, and Tim O'Brien and Jerry Douglas, and all these. It was awesome. This great show, and it's just so inspiring. And it's out there, and it just felt like. There's something in that area, the country, the mountains that I really connect with. And I didn't know how to put in words. I didn't know how to come back to the music row and try to like say, hey, guys, like this is what I'm feeling. Like, how do we write this? So I just took 6 people out there and it was awesome. It was just the 6 of us. There wasn't any management there, anyone from the label there, any publishers there. It was just us like all living in a house together. And we wrote for like 5 days straight. We'd wake up every morning, go watch the sunrise come up and then just start writing songs about life, about gratitude, about the way mountains make you feel, and about the, you know, after being on the road this summer in Las Vegas and all the stories I hear backstage from fans, as you do, you know, spending time, like really spending time with your fans, really opening your heart and listening to their stories, you can't help but be moved by the, you know, the mountains everyone's climbing their own lives. People are going through so much heartache and struggle.
Metaphorical, but they come mountains
out
to, too.
Yeah, so they come out to your show and they use your show to help them on their own journey to get past their struggles. And so I was really inspired by the fans and that story too. So it kind of became a metaphorical thing, but there's obviously a lot of like nature references in there as well too. But Woman Amen, just kind of starting, you know, gratitude, starting at home with my wife who really keeps me grounded, but also has been a big part of my journey and helped me, you know, make the climb, Bobby.
Your wife's very nice to me, but sometimes I wonder if she even knows who I am and she's just nice to everybody because I saw her a couple times the other night.
No, she's nice to you. She likes you. Well, she's pretty introverted, you know,
so
by nature.
She comes out and we wave at each other. And, yeah. And I go, oh, no, did I just wave at someone? She's like, who is the weirdo waving at?
No. She's not like that at all. She did good that night, the grand opening of the bar.
She was all over the place.
We're doing the whole sober January thing, which is the sign of a true alcoholic is somebody that doesn't drink in January. Because then it's like it justifies the rest of your
time.
Justifies the rest of the year. But for her to be in like social situations like that,
you're crazy. Doing it together.
Yeah, doing it together. 3 weekends in a row.
You text me a picture of non-alcoholic beer? Is that what
I did?
Was?
Yeah, I haven't tried one of those yet. No, I've been sticking to like LaCroix and stuff. But,
I thought you were drinking non-alcoholic beer. Is that bad?
I have bought some to like help the urge, but it's
does it though? Does it? Taste?
I haven't tried it.
Oh.
But I'm just making. I mean, we have such a crazy summer ahead. I'm just thinking like I got to be smarter with my partying game plan. So with the brothers out there in Lanco, you saw Lanco at Whiskey Row. They were like dancing on the tables. Like it's gonna be. I gotta be ready for him.
Lang, you have two, and you do a very energetic, crowd-friendly show. But even you're going to elevate your game because of how nuts the other two acts are in front of you.
Yeah, which is the goal, right?
Yeah.
I want
surround yourself with more awesome people.
Yes, I want them to go out there. We give them all the tools, give them all the PA system, all the lights, all the stage, whatever they need to try to kick my butt. You know, Lanco's to try to kick Brother's butt, and Brother's try to kick my butt. And that's just the best show for the crowd. I mean, there's for year Randy opened for us, Randy Houser, for a couple of years, and it's like I'd hear Randy sing, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, man, I got to go back and have another shot of tequila. Like this I got to take it to a whole other place outside of my body to compete with how good his voice is. And so the goal is to go out there and bring people that push you to be better every night. And I feel like every year we keep upping the ante and. Lanco brings a lot of energy to the stage, and Brothers rock pretty hard, so it should be good.
Okay, Dierks Bentley is here. Where's the record right now? Meaning, what stage is
it? It's, I went back out there and recorded it. So I wrote it all out in Colorado, and I came back here and wrote for 2 or 3 months. And I went back out there with 6 musicians and recorded it in that same town.
So you recorded it out there, too? You wrote
same
a lot
town.
Of
wrote it in that town
it.
And recorded it in that town. And then, so it's all there, but now it's just like, you walk away going, the record's done. But then you get back here and you're like, oh man, we still got a lot to do. So just, you know, it's like building a house. You got to get the foundation, got to frame it. And now it's just all about the finishing touches and really making it feel like an album and not just a collection of songs. So there's all the little, you know, it's collaborations, it's background vocals, it's transitions between songs. It's all the little tiny things that make it feel like an album.
If you take a song back to your wife at this point, how long have you been married?
12 years, just
so,
like Eddie.
You go in after 12 years, and you've written a lot of songs about her, I'm sure.
I have, but she can call the BS pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, if I bring back a love song and go, babe, I wrote this about you today, she's like, yeah, you and Brett Beavers just got together and tried to write a hit. You didn't try to, like, that's, don't, how come the girl's got blue eyes? Well, you know, blue eyes just kind of works in the song better. It's more popular. So she can read between, she can call it out pretty good. But Woman Amen was, I mean, that was definitely, that's definitely inspired by her. And
she feel good about that one? Or she
does. She likes, there's other songs on the record she likes more, but she really likes the song a lot. But it's not like she goes, oh my gosh, like this song's about me and it's so great. And she just likes it because it's a good song. I think it's a good song.
It's a great song.
But I do love the message of it, you know, just like it's true. And I feel that way more and more as we go down this road together. It's like we do get closer and, you know, she's helped kind of drag me through some of the hurdles of becoming a man. You know, it's like, I think as a guy, you kind of have your feet planted against the dirt a little bit, like, whoa. And she's kind of helped like pull me to the place where I am now, which I'm really happy that I'm in. They're just kind of smarter like that. So I don't know where I'd be without her. And I really like where I am. So it's an honest song. And
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dierks Bentley.
Let me ask you a question, Dierks.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, how many kids you have?
3, okay. A lot.
And so with 1, 2, 3 kids.
That's a lot of kids.
Are you having more kids?
I hope not. I mean, no.
Knock on wood?
Yeah, 3's a lot.
Did you get snipped?
I haven't yet. I actually went in for a little consultation that ended. I kind of left quickly.
Wait, at a consultation, do you actually just go and ask questions, or do you plan on getting snipped?
No, I was going to get the questions, feel out the process, kind of check it out. And I went in, and I kind of looked around. It was pretty good. A lot of older folks at a urology office, you know, so it's like pretty good. No one, I don't think a lot of Bobby Bones listeners in this place.
No Dirks fans?
No Dirks fans. It was good. And then I moved to a little separate room, which was good. And I noticed there's like a lot of younger girls working in the urology office, which was kind of weird. And I was getting a little bit of a vibe, but still pretty cool. But then I got moved to the office. A lot of giggling outside the door. A lot of giggling. But I texted my wife. I said, babe, it's like death by a thousand giggles. And she's like, get out of there. I was like, well, maybe it's just my ego. Maybe there's a joke going on I don't know about, so I'm going to stick it out. But yeah, the doctor came in, and he said I had the whole office in a frenzy, to put it lightly.
So you didn't go for it?
I didn't. And on the way out, it was pretty funny. He goes, hey, would you sign a few autographs with some of the folks in the office? I'm like, he goes, don't worry, I'll tell them they got the autograph at Tower Records. And I'm like, Tower Records has been closed for like 10 years. So he's like, just sign on the back of this piece of paper. Nobody will know. And the piece of paper says like Urology Office of Nashville. I'm signing on the back of it like, okay. And we'll schedule that return appointment for it. Yeah, you call me. I'm going to go out and play hockey without a cup. And I'm going to hopefully take care of the problem
the
that
natural way.
Yeah, yeah. Just fire slap shots at me all day long. Let's just see if we can do this more like in kind of a more discreet fashion. I need to go to like...
Oh, no, you have to go to
a big city or Paducah. Go to a small city? Paducah. I have a lot of country fans in Paducah. I think I need to go to like New York.
Yeah, but the office will be small in Paducah and just sheer numbers.
Right.
And
there's a doctor here in town that actually did it to himself.
So yeah, there's a guy in Austin, Dick Chop.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
1-800 Dick Chop?
His name is Dick Chop, and he actually does...
I don't need that. I still want to use that. I just don't want the other stuff to... I'm hoping
no, but his name is Dick Chop.
You should go see him, don't you?
Yeah, go see Richard Chop.
No, I'm like, does he have a brother named
stop it.
A brother named Ball?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. I'm hoping to keep the main piece of equipment.
He's real.
Yeah, he's real. I went to get a mold taken off the top of my butt because I have moles on the backside.
Yeah.
And so I'm in this skirt area thing, you know, whatever you wear, because they don't want clothes.
Right.
You have to
the little thing.
And I bend over and I lift it up. And right as she's about to cut, and it's all there. I mean, there's the buttocks, and you can see the rest of the stuff, too. And there's not a lot of rest of the stuff, but it is there.
Yeah,
it exists.
Yeah.
And she says, hey, I know you. And I was like, oh, my God, let's just wait until we finish
this. Oh, I have
this.
Stories.
And she goes, and then she starts working. She goes, Bobby Bones.
I have stories for days about friends that have like been in there, and they're doing the shaving, you know, before the whole procedure starts.
Surgery.
Looking up going, hey, I got a song I would love to pitch to you when this is over. Yeah. But you see, you can't, I tell this to my wife, and there's very little sympathy because we were just talking about earlier, you know, women, what they go through at a very early age, you know, there's just very little. She's like, uh-huh, okay, try being a woman and, you know, getting in the doctor's office with the stirrups.
The stirrups.
And, yeah.
Amy talks about how she went and she goes to the gynecologist and they do whatever the gynecologist does and... which I don't think we don't have anything on that level.
Nothing, no.
I have a hemorrhoid, and so I've had to have the finger in the butt, and that's weird to me.
That costs extra, or is that just...
No, it was part of it.
Cool.
Although, it's... You ever had that, like your prostate checked?
This is a hell of a show, Bobby. Actually, I have.
Because I have too, because I had a lot of cancer in my family.
That's the band leader's responsibility, and that's kind of combined, you know, just save some money. So that's Dan Hochhalter's job, but
So he does...
Online course he took, so he's... He's certified, but...
I got my prostate checked, and he, you know, was checking it out. And then he found a hemorrhoid, right?
Yeah.
I had it from running.
Right.
Or so I say.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, though, because he said it was from running, I think it's when I worked on radio when I was 17, 18 years old, we had CDs, and we only had a few minutes to use the bathroom.
Right.
So you had to run to the bathroom and run back. I do think the early hemorrhoid influencer was having to play Matchbox 20 records.
Oh, because I remember you talking about that.
You
like running,
you
run
and
out.
And come,
yeah, you
and
had
come
like
back.
3 minutes to get the job done.
But he recognized me too.
Yeah.
During the hemorrhoid check.
Yeah.
So not only was I was kind of naked, but two, I actually had a hemorrhoid and I was embarrassed about that, which I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But Amy's story was she went to the gynecologist and then she went to a barbecue, and he was there.
Really?
Like the next day.
You probably want to touch the same food he's touching. Hopefully, it wasn't finger food.
Stop it. Stop. It would just be weird to be eating next to somebody that has seen done
yeah
like a procedure to you.
Yeah, it would be weird. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Dirks.
Yeah, this guy actually had found my dog, too, so we had a lot of connections going on. But this has been a great interview. I'm so glad we promoted the music and the tour. And
but we literally have promoted the music and the tour.
We have.
A lot.
Yes, and now we're promoting...
I think health, you mentioned health. Their prostate.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think the tour, that should be like maybe like backstage, you know, opportunity for...
I got a song I want to pitch you. It's called Prostate.
I love it.
And you can...
Is it original?
But
is
it's
it...
pros... The state of life. It's deep. I'm going to keep it. I just decided I'm going to keep it.
I love it. No. I'm going to be part of it.
Dirks Bentley.
Yes.
Woman, Amen. I'm going to play a song right now. I do think this is this or I Hold On. And I have other songs here that I like, but when I heard it the first time, I was like, what? Because I don't hear songs the first time I go. That's really good.
Yeah.
But I heard this the first time and I came on, you know, I was like, holy crap, this might be my favorite Dirk song ever. So I really like the sound.
It's funny. This song, the same guy that I wrote Drunk on a Plane with, Josh Keir. He brought this idea to me and Ross, and it was the same thing. Drunk on a Plane. When I heard that, I was like, I don't know what that means yet, but I love that idea of planes and drinking. And when he said this, "Woman, Amen," I was like, well, I don't know what that is yet, but that's we got to write the song. It's just kind of that same like lightning striking kind of feeling. And yeah, man. So enough of me talking about it. Let's hear you talk about it some more and play it.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Go see. Dirks' Mountain High Tour.
Yeah.
With Dirks, Brothers Osborne, and Lanco. Also, Woman Amen. You can stream it, download it. Record will be out sometime in the next couple months, few months, all that.
Yeah, and free prostate exams backstage. I'll put on a Super Bowl ring and we'll
there you go. I do have one of your finest I didn't play this yet, but this has been Rolling Stone to their finest collaborations. You say you were on it?
No.
It just came out today.
I've been on a little bit of a social media hiatus. I'm missing some stuff.
Are you still on the flip phone? Are you back to the
I'm on the flip right now. I'm on the flip. I go in waves, go in phases of.
They just named this the number three collaboration of all time. It's you, huh?
And who else?
It's Elkin? You. No, oddly, it's not. It's you, Lauren Elena, me, and Brandon from Lanco.
Dude, that was unbelievable.
Playing at
brand
your
new
bar.
Man.
Brand
yeah,
new. Here
you
it
crushed,
is.
Is there audio?
Yeah, right here. I'm about to play it right
I
now.
I want to hear it.
That's amazing.
Is that tuned or is that just like raw vocal?
That's raw.
That's good.
That's raw vocal.
I mean,
yeah.
That's good.
I did not want to sing that night. And I was like, no, there are real singers here. Like all
that
your
was
friends.
That was fun.
And you come on, sing a song.
That was really fun.
So I got Brandon.
And
Lauren.
Lauren Elena is so fun.
She's the 1%
of
1%.
She is like the most fun person. First one to get up there, sing Shania, dance the whole night, got back up several times. She's such a, I've known her now for a long time. I was in D.C. for one of my birthdays, and she's brand new, and she like she and her manager brought me a cake because I was away from my family and for my birthday. She's like super, super kind person, but she's a lot of fun.
Continue success, my friend.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, y'all.
Amy was in the building yesterday. She was recording some commercials. And she left us a 90-second message.
Oh, cool.
So this isn't live. Amy left us yesterday. I haven't heard it yet.
Yo. It's Sunday. I'm up here recording some spots. So I thought I'd leave a little tidbit, a little message, like saying, hey, guys, miss you, and share with you kind of what's been going on with me this weekend. Highlight would be gum behind the ears. So my kids watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory this weekend, and ever since then, because of Violet, they want to stick their gum behind their ears. Like they're done chewing it, and that's where they want to store it and save it for later. They're not really adding to it necessarily, but they are sticking it there, and then they're chewing it, and I'm letting them. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Why are we doing this? But I thought it was just super cute that they saw it in the movie, and then now they're doing it. Which has led to my daughter's hair getting stuck in the gum behind her ear and then at night having to scrub gum off behind the ear. But I think it's sort of awesome and cute. So then it made me think, like, what have kids seen in a movie that they've instantly picked up on and they've started doing? Like, I don't know, maybe you could take calls. maybe not. Or maybe Eddie's kids have done something like this and y'all could go around and talk about it.
That's funny.
Or maybe Lunchbox has done something like this. I'm not sure. But... really just saying hey and giving y'all a little tidbit from my weekend. And I guess I'll talk to you guys soon. You can call me if you want to. If you want to talk, just call me back if you want me to talk about this. Like for real, I can tell you more. Okay, bye.
There's Amy. Still suggesting bits. She left that yesterday. That was good. Friday was quite the music day. Lanco put out their album, which was awesome. Caitlin Smith, who we've had on the show, and we took, she's just mind-blowingly good. And so Caitlin Smith put out a record I would say you should check out if you like good music. If you like bad music, never listen to what I'm saying. Because I give the recommendations on the music. Man, Keith Urban put out a song called Parallel Line. It may be one of the better Keith Urban songs in a long time.
It's pretty good.
It's so good. How does he do it?
Man.
Like somebody's beating on the door. I don't even know what that sound is. The song is so good. Play some of it for you.
You said I love it to me, and I don't know what that means. So frozen my feet, people use it so carelessly, and I couldn't believe that you would dive in so deep. And you said perfectly everything I've been feeling about you. It's time to break the chains that held me back from you. So come on and take a little bit of my heart tonight. No, I literally don't mind. Just please don't misplace it. Take a little bit of my heart tonight. No, baby, be mine now. Baby, be mine now. Maybe it's time we put our hearts in a parallel line.
Song is so good.
That makes me happy.
It makes me happy too. And I was listening to it over and over again. And a lot of the... No, not a lot. Some of the crap we play on the radio, I don't even listen to. Some of it I love, but I'll be honest, some of it's crap.
Yeah.
Okay? In my opinion.
Sure, no,
but,
no, sure.
But one person's crap is another person's jam.
There we go.
That's a jam, and I listened to it probably 20 times in a row.
Take a little bit of my heart tonight. No, literally don't mind. Just please don't misplace it. And take a little bit of my
anyone to think that I think any sort of art is crap. I think all art is interpreted by everyone differently. But some things that I feel like, oh, that's poo-poo, it just is not for me.
You just said that. Somebody's trash is somebody else's.
I don't like
gem.
It when people single things out as trash, though.
Right. But you're not doing that.
No, but something's real garbage.
We all know, yeah, we know it exists.
I mean, like what?
We play some absolute feces on this show. And not on the show so much at this stage.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah.
I mean,
it's out there.
There's some real dog turds out there. But that being said, you want to have your mind blown? Ready?
Yeah, come on.
This is the song Parallel Lines by Keith Urban, right? And so it's fantastic. We love it. I want to play you the writers of this song.
All right.
First writer, Ed Sheeran.
So honey, now take me into your loving arms.
Second writer, Julia Michaels.
Cause I got issues.
Oh, wow.
But you got them too. So give them all to me and I'll get my name.
Remember this big song?
Basking the glory of all our problems.
You know this one, Morgan, number two?
Yeah,
it's a jam, right? She wrote Parallel Line. Ed Sheeran, Julia Michaels, and let me hit some of you.
There's another one?
There's another one. There's a little band I used to listen to all the time called Snow Patrol, the lead singer.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
They wrote that song.
Wow.
I was so geeking out about how good that song was, I said, I must find the writers, and I must send them a handwritten note thanking them for blessing Keith with him, blessing us with...
Amazing.
Yeah. I love music, man.
All those guys need cash or something? Like, what is the deal?
That's how they make cash. They sit around and write jams.
That, wow.
Jams.
That's like an all-star writing group right there.
Man, that's the opposite of some of the other stuff on the radio.
Take a little bit of my heart tonight. No, literally don't mind.
Anyway, that Keith Urban song is just one of the best. This song from Lanco, and I can rave about these guys until and Blue in the Face. They have a song called So Long I Do. I love music, so except the turds. I love music.
That's a cool sound.
Their whole album's that Eddie, that whole album is fantastic.
You've been trying to tell me all day.
The Anderson East album and the Lanco album win so far this year.
Wow.
There's not, to me, there's nothing like them. I kid about the turd thing, mostly.
Yeah. It's out there. You know it's out there.
I have a bunch of stuff that I love. I love the Lanco, that song and that record. I love Dirk's song. Yeah. Woman Amen, which we played earlier. I have Urban up there. I just played that. Take a little bit. And I love that the females now are real, because it's been in a, first of all, there was just none on the charts. Then it's been developing where they're on the bottom part of the chart. There's a slow development happening. And everybody's like, we hate everything. It's happening. It's a slow growth, but it's happening. And for example, I think Danielle Bradbury's song is the jam.
It makes you want to sway to the left and sway to the right. Get lost in a groove that'll make you lose your mind. Put a smile on your face, send you right into a daze. No, there ain't nothing wrong when a song comes on that makes you want to sway.
That's a jam.
Yeah.
And then I told you Lindsay L's was like the biggest chart jumper. Boy!
Boy!
Boy! What you do to me is criminal, baby. When I look in those eyes, I feel like going through the stoplight, looking at the cops like I got.
Let's do it again. Here we go.
Yeah, boy! Got me burning like a matchstick. Take me.
That's it. Right now is a good time for music.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. God, all those songs you played are so good.
They're good. Anyway, I'll stop with that.
I'm going to have to get that Lanco now.
Dude,
I'm going to have to get
the whole record.
Yeah.
If you don't cry and laugh, maybe do a dance.
All in the album.
Yeah.
Cry, laugh, dance.
All things happen. Yeah.
Wow.
Trust me.
The Bobby
Bones Show. So our phone screener Hillary is coming to the studio. She was gone for a couple days because she busted her eardrum, right?
Yeah, I ruptured my eardrum.
How'd that happen?
I have no idea.
Listen to that rock and roll.
Must have been.
Had that rock and roll too loud? What happened really, do you know?
I really don't know. They're like, it could have been anything. It's one thing you just can't figure out. I don't know.
That doesn't sound like a good doctor.
I get a second opinion.
I've been in some doctors, but never have they said that's something that you can't figure out. They at least tell me something.
I think it's this.
Man, the doctor just straight up said, you know what, people? We just don't know.
Yeah.
Like two things, Stonehenge and ear explosions. So you're good, though.
I can't really hear super well out of it.
Yeah?
Like I still have an issue with
that. That's what does me?
What?
Yeah. See, she's hurt. She's off.
How do you fix that?
They don't know, dude. They have no idea. It's never been fixed in the history of time.
So you just have a bad ear the rest of your life?
It's like time travel.
You have to, it heals on its own, but I have a hole in my eardrum right now.
That seems weird to me.
So here's the question she has. Our Raging Idiots $1 million show is tonight in Nashville at the Ryman Auditorium. The historic Ryman Auditorium. And not only the real reason people are coming to see Eddie and me, but like Keith Urban's going to show up, and Luke Combs, and Maren Morris, and Dan and Shay, and Darius Rucker, and Nikita Carmen, and just a lot of people.
Right.
But she's now, can she come because she has a busted eardrum?
Well, why wouldn't she? She's the only problem is she can't hear as well, so it won't sound as good as it's going to sound, but you can still hear it.
Is it too loud?
It's like, I can't even wear a headphone on this ear.
Because it hurts?
Yeah, like I tried answering the phone with it today. This is my phone year.
That's like Tom Brady when he hurt his hand.
Yeah.
They were like, can he throw? She can't even answer with her good ear.
No, I can't. No.
She's wrong-eared.
And it hurts. So,
Collars have stuck today. I'll be like, let me go to Jimmy. They're like, no, it's Cindy. I'm like, oh, no, something's up.
No. I can't hear him.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. Can I get like an earplug? Is that
just put one in? Did somebody give you a ticket?
Yeah, I have a ticket.
Okay. Is it going to hurt you?
I think I should just try it.
I agree.
I haven't been to a show. I haven't been listening to music with headphones in this ear. So it's one of those, I guess I'm just gonna have to try it and see. If I go deaf and permanently lose my damage, oh well.
Well, if you permanently lose your damage, that would be good. Cause I mean, yeah. You fixed.
Oh, good yeah. call.
Good one. Got her.
Yeah. She doesn't even think straight cause they can't figure out what the they don't even know if it's her ear. They're like, I don't know. We don't even know. Like, thanks for coming in, but we have no diagnosis. Something wrong with your ear? Oh, we don't know what ears do. Like, where'd you go?
I went to two doctors.
A foot doctor?
And an urgent care.
What are they called?
Yeah, podiatrist.
Podiatrist. Sorry, ma'am. We're looking at your toes. We can't figure out what's wrong with your hearing. Go ahead.
I did actually go to 2-minute clinics at Kroger. I went to the doctor twice in an urgent care center.
You didn't go to ear, nose, and throat doctor?
No.
They'd probably give you a better idea.
Yeah.
I have to go back because they have to check on the hole in the eardrum. So I have to go back either this week or next week.
Well, you should come to the show.
Okay.
And I would cover your main ear.
Okay.
I didn't know you were working in the room, not being able to fully.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm left-handed. What if I had to go pitch right-handed or play a right-handed guitar? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Man. It's tough.
It's been tough. Like, you just called my name in there and I was like, who did they say? I thought you said Ray.
That sounds nothing like Hillary. I think
she has a hole in her ear, though. That's
but
why.
But the other side. Are you just drunk? Yeah. I heard you yell something, but I thought it was a cat. So I started looking for the kitty. Okay. Well, this whole thing's been weird because never have I been to a doctor where they said, you know what? No one's ever figured that out in the history of medicine.
Well, I personally don't know what caused mine.
Mm-hmm.
They know like loud noises and things like that. Like somebody said, a bobby pin. She told me her mom.
What did they say about me?
A bobby pin. I heard that.
Well, why are you sticking a bobby pin in your ear?
I don't know. I didn't do it. The lady's mom did, and that's how she got hers.
I'm so confused.
Are you shamming those Q-tips in there? Because I do that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
I take a Q-tip, and if I don't feel a tickle on my throat with the Q-tip, I feel like it's not even enough.
Boy.
Like, that little uvula, that needs to get touched for me to go, all clear.
If the Q-tip's not touching your throat.
Yeah. If it's not coming through the other side, one of those extra long ones, if it doesn't go all the way through, I'm like, no. I like to take the Q-tip and put it in both fingers and go back and forth.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man.
How do we get a show?
No.
Okay. Yes, do it tonight. Let us know tomorrow. We forgot to do his report because Dirks was in for
That's too bad.
Johnny Cash report tomorrow.
Man, guys, I mean, it was amazing, too.
Yeah, I know it was. I assume it was. Either way, good or bad, it was going to be amazing. Okay, Hillary, get better. Come to the show tonight.
Okay, I'll be there. Get your bones on Bobby
Bones Show. Man, tomorrow. First of all, Lanco will be in studio, and they're awesome, and they're going to do music, and there'll be instruments and sounds and stuff. That's my favorite way to bring in a band.
Yes.
With instruments and sounds. So if you like Lanco, you should be listening tomorrow morning, because they got, you know, they have, "How's Gonna Be Your Forever," that song, but they also have this Hallelujah Night. These are the name of the record. Also tomorrow I have a secret artist that we can't say who's gonna come play.
Ooh.
I can't say because
will they too be making sounds with instruments?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
I can't say anything else because I'll ruin it. Lunchbox, do you know who it is?
No idea.
If I write this down, I'll tell you, but don't tell anybody.
I would never tell anybody, dude. Come on.
Don't believe that.
I got like a steel trap over here.
They have never been on this show here in Nashville.
Oh, I think I know who it is then. Oh!
Who is it, Lunch?
I think I've heard of that.
He doesn't
person.
Even know who it is. Yeah. See?
He does. He does.
I think I'm playing coy here.
Stop it. Like, coy.
No need to be coy, Roy.
Yeah, thanks to Dirk Bentley for coming in today. It's been quite the show. Listen online if you go over to the podcast. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Also, Danielle Bradbury came by the house and she was hanging. We did a Bobby cast. She talks about Conor McGregor here.
So, Conor McGregor, do you like
MMA?
I love sports. It's interesting to me.
And why him?
Because he's so confident. And I lack on confidence, so I just like look
You're
up
to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that
makes you wanna sway to Daniel Bradbury, that's Bobby Cast Up. So if you just can't get enough of the show, flip that on right now. Search Bobby Cast. We'll see you on Tuesday. Tomorrow's gonna be crazy.
The Bobby Bones Show.